right. Today's blat is, good morning Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf lamed. We're holding at the beginning, at the top of daf lamed. But since it's all one sugya, and it's a relatively short blat today, I think we'll start again from the beginning of the sugya, which is on Chof Tes Amidays. As you recall, we started the new Mishnah, the new Perek, Lulav HaGozel VaYobesh Posel. A stolen lulav is posel, and a dried out lulav is posel. What's the reason why these two are posel? So Rashi told us that in the case of both lulav, well, let's first focus on lulav HaGozel. The case of lulav HaGozel, it says in the Pasuk, Ulekachtem Lechem Beyoim HaRishoyim. Since it says, Ulekachtem Lechem, Lechem comes to tell you that it has to be yours, not stolen good. If you stole a lulav, it's posel, no good. What about yavesh? L'chayre, the reason for yavesh is for the same reason. L'kachto mechem v'yem v'rishayim, pre-eitz hadar. Pre-eitz hadar, of course, is referring to the esrei, but Chazal learned from that pre-eitz hadar that that is a halacha that applies not only to the esrei, but to all the arvaminim. And right after the pre-eitz hadar, it says kapis tomorrow. So as a result of the hekish of one to the other, the esrei to the lulav, just like the esrei has got to be hadar, so too the lulav has to be hadar. And that's in fact how Tosis learns on the top. Tosis that the problem over here is because of pre-eitz hadar. So if it's yovesh, if it's dried out, no good, because it's no longer hadar. However, Rashi learns that yovesh has to do with the din of zeh keli van veil. That any time you do a mitzvah, you should do it behidur. Not only esrig and lulav, but when you buy new tefillin, when you buy new tzitzis, when you write a sefer Torah, anything and everything that you're doing, a dvar mitzvah, it should be with hidur, it should be with beauty. That's lichatchila. That's what we learned in the Mishnah.
So what's the difference between zekeli v'anveil and hidur? Both of them urge paying for a fresh, moist arvaminim.
Very
both
good.
Both of them are effectively the same thing. What's the difference?
Very, very good question. So Tosis at the top is bothered by Rashi's pshat because the halach of zekeli v'anveil is not ma'akev. It's only, if you will, a hidur mitzvah. It's lechatchila. What happens if you bought or you wrote tefillin, and they're not, you know, AAA tefillin. The parshias are not so great, and the batim are not so great, but they're kosher. You go to your local expert sofer, and he says, yeah, it's kosher. It's not the most pretty I've ever seen in my life, but it's still kosher. So you're yotze. Our Mishnah, however, says, lulav hayavish is posel. It's ma'akev. Zekele manveyu is a lechatchila dikadin. If you go into the marketplace today to go and buy a new pair of tefillin, for those of you that haven't bought tefillin recently, tefillin, really good tefillin, are $2,000. In fact, you could even get higher than that, $2,100, $2,200. On the other hand, you could probably get tefillin for $850. Now, getting a $100 tefillin is no longer the case. We're not talking about years ago. But you can get something less to $2,000. You can probably get for $1,000, maybe for $1,200. But obviously there's going to be a difference. There's going to be a difference in the quality of the ksiva, the quality of the cloth, the quality of the batim, etc. But you yoytze, if it's assuming that it's a good cipher and he did it properly, so it's not triple A, so it's triple B. You yoytze. But our Mishnah says that if it's yavish, it's posel. And that's why Tosis is very troubled with Rashi. If you look quickly at the Tosis at the top, Mefarish b'Gemara, the Gemara says the reason why it's posel, says Tosis Mishnah the iskish, lulav esrei, because it's a hekish. Dichsiv beyan by the esrei, it says hadar. Says the Tosis v'loy kipirish akuntris, and not like Rashi, mishum dichsiv zekele manveil. Dein manveil ela lechatchila. V'loy nifsel b'hochi. Avad lechatchila, you're supposed to do it behidur, but it doesn't pasul. The fact that our Mishnah says it's pasul is the chasimim that our Mishnah holds, that it's because of the hekish lulav the esrik, so the very essence of an esrik, and the essence of a lulav has got to be that it has to be hadar. If it's not hadar, It is not an esrig. It is not a lulav. It's ma'akev. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So now, getting Barry, okay? We answered your question. Okay, on to the Gemara. The Gemara, the Mishnah said, "Lulav agolav gozel vayavish pasul." Now, in the Torah, it only requires netilas lulav on the first day of the Yom. Ulekachtum lechem bayoyim harishoyim. No more, no less. Just the first day of Yom. However, the Rabbanon, because of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, wanted people to remember the mitzvahs that were done in the Beis Hamikdash, as well as to fortify all the mitzvahs that we do throughout the year. So they made a bunch of takanas, a bunch of gzeiros, and one of the gzeiros were that we should go and take the lulav and esrig the entire week of Sukkot. And Mitzvah, we're going to learn more about this as we go through this perek. But there is a mitzvah midrabanan on the second day and on the third day and the fourth day, every day to go and take the lulav. So the question is, does this din of lulav agod val yavesh apply only to day number one, or does it apply to the entire Yom Tov? So says the Gemara, Kaposi Gatani, since the Mishnah didn't distinguish between Yom Aleph and Yom Beis and Yom Gimel, Kaposi Gatani, Leishnabi Yom Tov Rishon, Leishnabi Yom Tov Sheni. It sounds like there's no difference between the first day of Yom Tov and the rest of Yom Tov, meaning including Chol HaMoed, that every other day of Yom Tov, every day of Halacha is Lulav HaGozel by Yavesh is possible. So the Gemara asks, I can understand Mishlemi Yavesh Hadar Be'inan Velek. I can understand why Yavesh, you have to have, it has to be Hadar. It has to be Hadar. So if it's not Hadar, if it's Yavesh, I can understand why it's possible all 7 days. And the Gozel, Mishlemi Yantav Rishon Dechsev Lachem, Ulekachtam Lachem Mishalachem, El Yantav Sheini Amai. After all, am I right? After all, Yom Tov Sheni is only based on the Rabbanan. It doesn't say anywhere Lochem with respect to Yom Sheni. So even if it's stolen, again, we're not recommending Chas V'Shalom that a person should steal a lulav. You shouldn't steal a toothpick. You shouldn't steal anything. But if a person did steal a lulav and he's shocking the lulav, L'chari, you should be Yoytze, because it doesn't say Lochem, but Yom Sheni. Now, L'chaira, it doesn't say the word Hadar either B'yayim HaSheni, because the Torah only talks about L'kachtem L'chem B'yayim HaRishon. And the same Torah that says L'kachtem L'chem B'yayim HaRishon, L'chem that it has to be yours and nobody else's, that same Torah says pre-eats Hadar on Yom HaRishon and no other day. And so therefore the Gemara is the Chaira Bissel Shver. Why does the Gemara say, I can understand, it can't be Yavish on day two, day three, I'm a Chas V'Shalom, it can't be. However, Gozel L'chayre could be on Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. So what's the difference? Manishtana. So according to the way we learn with Rashi, we can understand. Because Rashi holds Zekelim Anveil, being a general and generic halacha that applies L'chol HaTorah Kula, and in particular, the Arba Minim that we are discussing in our Sukkah. So, based on Rashi, in fact, there is no difference between day one and day two and day three and day four. Every day it's got to be Zeh Keli Van Veil. And every day that it's not Zeh Keli Van Veil, every day would be possible. That's how Rashi would learn. And maybe that's the reason why Rashi learns that our Gemara and our Mishnah is going with Zeh Keli Van Veil, because it was based on Pre-Eitz Hadar, like Tosis is learning, then what's the difference, Manishtana, between the din of Yavesh and Hadar and the din of Gozel? In both cases, the Diraisa is only talking on the first day. Drabbanan, all the other days, it doesn't say Bayoim HaRishon. And therefore, there's no din of Lachem, like the Gemara asks, and there's no din of Hadar. So what's the difference? And that's what bothers the bottom Tosis. That if you're telling me that there is no din of Lachem on the other days, and that's why Gozel should be permitted, then Yavesh should also be permitted. And therefore, Tosfos says in the last three lines, in the very bottom, that there's a fundamental difference between the din of Yavesh and the din of Gozel. Because when you're talking about Yavesh, now you're talking about the essence of the mitzvah of the Esrig and the Lulav. The essence is that it's got to be Hadar. An esrig which is blue, yellow, orange, and not a shining yellow or green, that it has spots all over it, etc., etc. And the same thing applies to lulav, which is dried out. It's not hadar, it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah's got to be hadar. If it's not hadar, it's garnished. It's nothing. That's why it happens to be posel. And therefore, Rashi or Tosfos says that this applies the entire yontif. Because when you take a lulav or esrog, which are not hadar, which are yovesh, totally dried out, and you look at it, and it's dry. For those of you that have ever put away your esrog in your esrog box and left it there after yontif, and then you open up your esrog box a year later, and you look at the esrog, it's totally dried out, totally shrunk and shriveled, and it doesn't look anything like the original esrog. So the same thing with Gabi Lulav. If you leave a lulav hanging around for a while, it gets totally dried out. For those of you that leave your lulavim until Pesach, if you don't leave it nicely enclosed in a plastic and to go and burn it on Erev Pesach, you'll see that very often it becomes so dried out that it's brittle and fragile, and you just touch it, it can fall to pieces. So the point is, it's no longer a lulav, no longer an esrog. And that's why the entire 7 days of Yom Tov, it's possible. However, the din of gozel is, if you will, an extraneous din. In other words, it's not a din that relates to the essence of the lulav and the esrog, but rather, you're not going to go and take gozel to goods. You can't go and take stolen goods. And here, Freitim, well, maybe that only applies to day number one and doesn't apply to day number two. Why does the Mishnah sound like it applies throughout the entire Yom Tov? The reason is not because of what we've been saying until now, because of lachem, but the reason is, says the Gemara Mishnah, the havelei mitzvah habo'a v'aveira, because you're being able to perform this mitzvah only through the commission of an aveira. What was the aveira? That you stole. Now how do you know the mitzvah of aveira is prohibited? Shenemar, it's in the pasuk, Meisim gozel v'yasebiseach v'yashachoyla, and then the pasuk continues on. V'aveisim es hamincha, ha'eretze oisa miyadchem, Omar Hashem. Ha'eretze oisa miyadchem is a lashon bitnia. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you're going to bring me a korban, which is gozel, stolen, piseach, which is lame, choyla, which is sickly, you're going to bring it for a mincha, for me in the Beis HaMikdash, ha'eretz ha'oyis ha'miyachem, will I wish it from you? Will I want it from you? That carbon is deficient, inferior, no good. Feh, I wouldn't want such a carbon. Ah, says the Gemara. Third line, gozel dumi to piseach. The fact that the posse puts together gozel and piseach tells you ma piseach less late kanta. Just like a piseach, a lame animal, there's no way of remedying it. It remains a mum kavua forever and ever. Av gozel lesli tekanta, it remains osir forever and ever, and that's the reason why it's osir the entire yontif. So it's not because of lachem. It has to do with mitzvah haba v'aveira. The only way they're able to go and do this mitzvah of netilas lulav is having stolen it. It's a mitzvah haba v'aveira. It really makes no difference whether you're talking about before Yirsh Baalim or after Yirsh Baalim. So now we have to make a very, very quick and short hakdama. What does it mean before Yirsh Baalim and after Yirsh Baalim? You're all familiar with the concept of Yirsh because that's, of course, at the very beginning of Eilam Metzias that we all learned when we were children and a couple of years ago in Mesechtas Bava Metzias. That a person who lost an object or from whom something was stolen, when he finally gives up hope, he says, Vai le lechsarn kis. What can you do? I lost this or it was stolen. I'm never going to see it again. I give up hope. That's the concept of yush. Aha. Okay. So now what happens if a person, in fact, had an object that was stolen from him? And he says, Vai le lechasar and kiss, I am the Yayish, I'm never going to get it back again. Then the person who stole it is Kone. He gets a kinyan in the object that he stole. Now you're thinking to yourself that, well, that sounds like a person who steals is going to profit from his thievery, from stealing. He gets a kinyan in it. The din of kinyan is really more of a technical thing, and what it tells you is that once you're koine it, the aveira doesn't go away. You still have done a big, massive aveira. However, the halacha of the heshiv as a gzeila asher gozal no longer applies, but rather you can go and pay the money equivalent. And if there, of course, are edim, then you can have to pay kefal, you'd have to pay twice. But you don't have to give back the original object if, in fact, you were kona with a kinyan gzeila. I mean, it's the right thing to do to give back the object. But if you're not giving back the object because you're kona it b'yush, then the halacha is that you have to pay domim the value of it, and if they're edim, then you'd have to go and pay kefal. And what Al-Gemara is telling us now is that in this case of the person who stole the lulav, and it's if it's lefnei yush, then it doesn't belong to him, it still belongs to the Baal. If it's after yush, that's what the Gemara tells us, even though according to this Mandi Omar, when a person is miyayish, it belongs to him, now it's his. So therefore, it's my lulav and esrog. It's true, I stole it, I'm a bad guy, but it belongs to me. Says the halacha, you're right in terms of having to return it, you do not have to return it, you have to return the value of what you stole. However, because of the din of mitzvah, you're not going to be yoitza the mitzvah. So it makes sense for you to go and give it back. So that's what the chiddush of the Gemara is, even though it's la'acha yush, it belongs to you, you have a kinyan, you acquired it, because the person was meyayish, but nevertheless it's still possible because of mitzvah bovavir. Now, that we said that yush itself is enough to be kona, that's how we're going to learn the Gemara so far, until we get down to the bottom of the Amud. Because when we get down to the bottom of the Amud, we're going to see the famous case of the Avankari, where we're going to learn that there are in fact other Amoiroim that respectfully disagree and hold that you're not Kone B'Yush alone, that has to be Yush plus some sort of Shinui. And we're going to learn in the Gemara that the three possible Shinuyim, you can have a Shinui Rishus, you can have a Shinui Hashem, and you can have a Shinui Maise. We're going to discuss all those three in Mir Hashem as we turn to the Amud Beis. But in the meantime, we're assuming that this man, the Yomar, our Mishnah and our Gemara, holds that Yush Bechdi, Yush alone is enough, but nevertheless, you cannot use a lulav gozel because it's a mitzvah above Abed. So, Kimar, Bishlem lefne Yush Odom Kiyakri Mikem, Amr Rachmana, V'lav Didehu. So now the Gemara is explaining what we just said in summary form. Before Yish, Adam Kiakrami Kam Amrachmana. We're talking about Karbonis because of the pasuk that we brought, Vavesim Gozul, Esapiseach, Miesa Iver, Miesa Choyler. So the Gemara says that I can understand why you're not Yotze with a carbon which is Gozul. What's the reason why? Lefne Yish, it doesn't belong to you. Adam Kiakrami Kam Amrachmana. Vlavdi Deyu. It's just like by the Esrig Lochem. Here it says Mikam. Eliyachal Yish, how can you be Yish? It belongs to him. If it belongs to him, why is it not a good carbon? Elamishim dehavalei mitzvah b'aveira. For the reason that we just gave, since the mitzvah b'aveira, that's the reason why it is possible. Now, since we brought Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that was the last line of the Amud Beis, and that's the memra that we have here at the top of the Amud, we bring a related memra from Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, might have said it says in the pasuk, "Ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat soinei gezel ba'oila," or it says soinei gozel, perhaps. What is the lashon of pasuk? Soinei gozel ba'oila. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm an oyev mishpat. I love justice, and I hate someone who's stealing ba'oila." Ba'oila in this case, pashut means a carbon oyla, and the Gemara is bothered by that. Why does it say in the pasuk Sayni Gozel Ba'ila? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Sayni Gozel in any way or fashion. Even if you steal somebody else's toothpick, his pen, whatever. It's Sayni Gozel, wasn't Ba'ila. It says Yimar, Moshe Ma'adog Daimer, The king is going through the in Eretz Yisrael, when you go, when you get off the plane and you get all your bags together, you go through the mechas, which is the customs, or mechas can also mean a toll. So the king was traveling and he comes to the customs. Go and pay the tax, pay the toll, whatever you have to pay. All of his mesharzim said, king, ultimately it all comes back to you, because after all, the mechas is collected on behalf of the king. So what's the purpose of your paying and then just getting it back? He said, you have a good point. Somebody should put their... we hear some background noise, so please, everybody, make sure you're all on mute. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says that the king said, I want to be the moral standard, or I should say the muster, the role model for everybody, that people that think of perhaps not paying their taxes, or perhaps not paying the toll or the customs, they're not going to try to hide from having to pay. So therefore, I want to be the role model, says the king. Ani Hashem, gozel bi bonai, people will learn from me, and therefore they will be careful not to go and chas v'sholom steal. How does that answer the question, that it says the extra word oila? What is the mashal? What's the nimshal? What's going on? So Rashi says, remember the carbon oil is different than all other kabbalists, in that it's cool. You and I and the Kahanim, nobody has any hana from the flesh. The Kahanim get the oil, but other than the hide, they don't get any chedek of the flesh, because everything is burned on the mizbech. Moreover, says Rashi, this carbon that is being brought, after all, this behema really belongs to Hashem. This is a l'Hashem ha'aretzim loya. Everything that is here on this world was created by Hashem and really belongs to Hashem. So when we are bringing a carbon, we're really just returning to Hashem his object that belonged to him all along. And the oiler, we're giving him 100% of the object back, with the exception of the oil that we leave for the Kahan. So therefore, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're giving me back my very own behemah. You're bringing it for an oiler. So you're not stealing from anybody else, you're stealing from me. Why are you stealing from me? I hate it when you go and steal from me, says a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just like the king says, I hate it that when people try to steal and don't pay their taxes. So that's why it says, and from this we see the inyan of the mitzvah of Avera, that if you go and perform a mitzvah, but it was based on the commission of Avera, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't need your mitzvah, I don't need your oila, if you got it as a result of committing a crime of gezel, I am not interested. It manami takarai from Abraisa, Umrab Ami, Yovish Pasol, Meneshein Hodor. The reason why it's possible, it's not hadar, either because of pre-Eitz hadar, like Toysa said, or because of the mitzvah of hidur of Zekeli van Veyu. Gozel possible mishim davli mitzvah bava veira. And since Rav Ami doesn't distinguish between day one and day two and day three, and since he says that the reason for gezel is because mitzvah bava veira, so presumably he's talking about day two and day three and not day one, because if you're talking about day one, I don't need the mitzvah bava veira. It's because it said in the pasuk l'kachtam l'chem, it's got to be yours. And therefore, we see Taka Rav Ami agrees to what Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that the reason why it's possible throughout Yom Tov is because of mitzvah b'Avir. Now, this that we learned until now was all beautiful, but there's an argument, because who pleaded Rabbi Yitzchak, Yom Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, Omer Shmuel, I respectfully disagree. Lo yishanu, that we said that gozel is possible is only beyond to harishon of beyond to shiny mitach shiyotze b'shaul yotze nami begozel, starting from day number two, since there is no din of lekachtam lachem, because lekachtam lachem is only beyond harishon, and therefore that doesn't apply to day number two. If it doesn't apply to day number two, then you can borrow somebody else's lulav and esrei And you don't have to go and say, I'm taking it matana al menas lahachzir, which is strictly borrowed. So the same thing is you can also take stolen goods. Again, we're not recommending it. It's unethical. It's criminal to go and steal. But you are yotze the mitzvah of arba minim, even though they happen to be, unfortunately, gozel, starting from the second day. Just like you can go and take a borrowed lulav and esrog, you can go and take, not you can, but if you did, you were yotze the mitzvah. Frankimon mosel nach my yitzvah from our Mishnah. Lulav ha gozel va yovish posel. So how did we start off this sugya? We said, it sounds like throughout Yontif. Loishna Yontif Risha, lo Yontif Shaini. So, what does Rabbi Yitzchak do with our Mishnah where it says, Lulav HaGadva Yavish Pasul? Sounds like every day of the week. Moreover, the Gemara says, I also have the Diuk. Since it says Lulav HaGazul is Pasul, what about if I borrowed a Lulav? It sounds like a Shol would be kosher. Because if Shol is Pasul, wouldn't the Mishnah tell us the bigger Chiddush that not only Gozel is possible, but even Shol is possible? After all, Shol, this was purchased for very good money. Nobody did any Aveira Chas V'Shalom. It's totally pure, a pure mitzvah. He bought it L'Shem Shemayim, and now his best friend wants to borrow it from him. So what's wrong with that? So the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention that Shol is possible, it sounds like Shol is perfectly kosher. Now, which day of the week are we talking about? Amos. Even though it's a kosher lulav and esrog, and it belongs to my best friend, and he's willing to lend it to me, but lemais, it's not lechem, it's not mine. So, obviously, on day number one, shaul is pasul. Elav yontif sheni. We must be talking about the next day of yontif. In Eretz Yisrael on Chol HaMoed, or in Chutz Laaretz on the second day. And therefore, Uktani, what does it say in the Mishnah? That Gozel is possible. Gozel is possible. Didn't Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeini just say now that mitoch shiyotze bishol yotze nami b'gozel, that on Yom Tov Sheni you're yotze with Gozel? And now we're being medayik from our Mishnah that Gozel is possible. Chodesh Dar Kekasha. Omer Rava, not Rava Omer, but Omer Rava, Rava gives the teretz, not Nishkefelech. The Oilam Yontif Rishai. Really, our Mishnah is talking about the first day of the Yontif. But you asked, then the Mishnah should tell us the bigger Chiddush, that not only Gozel is possible, but even Shaul is possible. Says Imar, Veloimi Boyeka Omar. In fact, it's the other way around. That Gozel is the bigger Chiddush than Shaul. Why is it the bigger Chiddush? Loi mi boi shol de la videyu. Not only shol, you're not yotzei, because it's not yours. It's got to be lechem. Avu gozul eim astam gzeli yish ba'alamu. O kedidei dami. I would have a swara to say that gozul is better in a sense than shol. Of course it was gotten by rotten means. A person stole. It's terrible. Criminal act. A person stole. But I would think that maybe you're still yoitza the mitzvah with a stolen lulav and esrog. Why? Because every time there is a theft, and gezel, as opposed to geneva means a burglary at night when you don't see who the ganef is. You might not even know that there was a geneva until you wake up the next day. Gzela means in open daylight that a person steals from you. And you say that if that person is so brazen that he has stolen from me, in broad daylight, what's the likelihood that I'm ever going to capture him and that the police will find him and I'll get my goods back? I'm going to call the police. I'm wasting my time. They're not going to be able to find him. And therefore, since it's Yish Balim, ukididaydami. So I would think that the Gazlan can go and claim, it's mine. I was going to be Yish, like we said before. So therefore, in a sense, Gazel is better than She'ela. When I borrow lulav and esrog, it will never be mine unless I buy it off the owner. But otherwise, if I borrow it, it's not mine. So it's certainly not lechem. But if I stole lulav and esrog, if the balam are miyayish and they say, I'm never going to get it back, then it belongs to me, it can be daved on me. So I would think it's kosher. Kamash, that's why the Mishnah has to tell us, no. Now, why taka? No, l'chayre, this man the Yama holds, yishpechti is kaina. Says Rashi, because a person doesn't automatically give up hope, he says to himself, nah, I did see the Ganef, the Gazlan, and I have a good description of him. I will try to find him after all, and I'm going to call the police and maybe even a private investigator, and I hope to get it back. Because after all, most people don't want to just give up hope on the spur of the moment. They're hopeful, you never know. Maybe the person will do tshuva, maybe the police will catch him, maybe he'll drop it on the way, etc. And I hope to get it back. So in fact, he is not hopeless, and it does not belong, therefore, to the Gazlan. And that's why our Mishnah has to tell you, not only is Shaul possible, but even Gazel is possible. But it's only talking about the first day, we're not talking about the rest of Yom Tov. Is Vaita, we have no kasha on Reb Yitzchok Bar Nachmei. Says Igmar now, the very famous story of Avankri. I say famous because in yeshiva days, when they're learning either Masechta Sukkah, or they're learning Masechta Bava Kama, and they're learning the Hilchos, Gezel, and Yush, sometimes in certain yeshivas they spend a week, sometimes a month, on the sugya of Avankri. Because, as you can tell, it's a short omud, but that always tells you that they're a long toisisin. And if they're a long toisisin, that means they're a long other rishonim and achronim as well. So, says the Gemara, Omul hu Rav Huna l'hano Avankri. Who are Avankri? Avankri are peddlers that go and sell all types of small items, and when it comes to Yom Tov, Sukkot time, then they of course try to make some money on selling the Arba Minim. They sell Esroigim, Hadassim, etc. So he told the Avankri, these peddlers, Kizav Nisu Asu Me'akum, if you chance upon getting Hadassim from a goy. In other words, if you want to buy Hadassim, you have to go to a field where there are Hadassim growing. So if there are goyim that own such fields, and you want to buy from them the myrtles, the Hadassim, lo'tigzu atun. If they say, by all means, go into the field, cut as many as you want, and you'll pay us for each one 50 cents or 10 cents or whatever the charge is, and no problem. No. Make sure that you don't go and cut the hadassim yourselves. Ella ligzua in who? Rather, say to the goy, the owner, no, please, it's your field. Please, you cut the hadassim. Vihavalachu, and then they will give the hadassim to you. What's the reason, my time? Or what's the reason for that? Because tam oydikachovim gazloni arataninu. If you find a goy that owns a field, chances are that he stole this field from someone. Not that we know for certain, but there is at least a probability, a likelihood, that he, or at least a possibility, that he stole this field from somebody else. Okay, so what difference does that make? The karka eino nigzelis. The karka eino nigzelis doesn't mean that you cannot steal property. We just said now that the goyim did steal the real estate, they did steal the property. What we mean karka and zealous means that there is no kinyon beyush, like we said before. When you're stealing any item which is metalfulin, then automatically we said on the Omid Aleph, we have a din of your koine beyush. As soon as the Balaam say, I'm miyayish, vay lo l'chsarin kis, you know that your koine, it belongs to you. However, by karka, even if a person says all day and all night, I am miyayish, it does not belong to you. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, look up Masechta Bava Kama, Kuf Yizayin. There are a bunch of psukim over there. But that's vis-a-vis the karka itself. However, once one cuts the produce from that tree, whether it's fruit, or in this case, hadassim, that's already metaltalin. Ooh, that's already a different story. Then it would depend on the machloikis that we mentioned earlier, whether yush is koina on its own, or yush plus, that you have yush and something else in addition to that. What is the yush plus? At this point, the Gemara says, there'll be yush and shinoi harishus. Shinoi harishus means that you took it out from one person's rishus into another person's rishus. So what does Gemara mean? Let's assume that this karka, in fact, was stolen. We don't know for sure. Let's assume. If it was stolen, Yush doesn't help, Karka ain't Nigzelis. However, when somebody cuts the Hadassim, if the Avankri would go and cut the Hadassim, then at this point it becomes Metalkal. From this point and on, we have the din of Yush. Okay. This Mandiyomer holds, as we'll see in a moment, that it's Yush is not enough. You have to have Shini Harishus. Okay. So, if the Avankri are going to go and cut it, they are going to be, if you will, the new Gazlonim. Not because they're intending to steal, but because this property wasn't stolen until now. I mean, it was stolen, but it didn't have a din of Nigzeles, because Karka ain't Nigzeles. So by cutting it now, it's as if they are stealing the goods, and therefore we need Shinui Rishus. We need, since this man, the Yama, holds Yish alone is not enough, it has to go and change now from the Rishus. So what means it has to change from the Rishus? If and when the Avankri are going to sell it now to the public to use for Hadassim, so they will have done the Gezel, they will now at some point be Yish Balaam. It could be that Yish will now be triggered instantaneously, because the Balaam already had Yish on this property maybe a year ago, 5 years ago, whenever the Goy stole it. But it was not effective vis-a-vis the Karka, because Karka didn't exist. But as soon as somebody cut fruits or cut Hadassim, then the Yish is now triggered. But Yish is not enough according to this Mandiyama. So we have to come on to Yish together with Shin Rishus. Ah! So if the Avankri are going to go and cut it, they're going to be the Gazlonim. And then there's going to be a problem. How do you have the Shin Rishus? Says the Gemara, let instead the Goyim go and cut it. They will be now over on the Gezel. They were over on Gezel when they stole it originally. But now you'll have the Kinyan of the Gzela. Of course, the Metalklin you can have a Kinyan on when they're stolen. And now there will be a Shin Rishus when the Goy cuts it and hands it over to the Avankri. So as a result of the fact that I have now Gezel and Shin Rishus, now you can be koine it to be able to make a bracha on this Lulav and Esrik, because it will be kosher after all. It is nachal. Said the back to the Omer Aleph for a short moment. Rav Huna said to the Avankri, you're buying Hadassim from the Goy, don't cut it yourself, let the Goy cut it for you. And then the Karkin Nigzeles, Hilkoch top line, Hilkoch Nigzezu Inu, let they go and cut it. So then when they are cutting it, as soon as they finish cutting it, the Yish will be triggered in the hands of the Goy. When the Goy sells now the Hadassim to you, and you pay for it, now you'll have the Shin Rishus, and as a result of the combination of the Yish Balaam and the Shin Rishus, now it'll be kosher, Hadassim Arabis, and Lulav and Esrig, and be able to go and sell it to the customers to use for Yantif.
What does that accomplish? When the Jew buys the Hadassim from the Goy and stole it, he is the other side of that transaction that creates the Shin Rishus. If the Goy stole the property and the Goy cut the Hadassim, all the original Rishus of the Gazlan. So now when the Jew buys this, he is closing the transaction and creating the Shin Rishus that is in effect laundering this from Gezel. So why is the Jew not mechuyev for aiding and abetting the Gezela?
Again, you're focusing on now Hilchas Gezela. Whether or not it's good or not good, the aiding and abetting is really not the focus of the sugya. The focus of the sugya is, are these now kosher arba minim, in this case Hadassim, can they be used by Jews in that community to be yotze their mitzvah of arba minim on sukkahs? But
maybe, if they're stolen, it takes away the status of their kashrus for use ritually.
You're referring to because of the din of mitzvah bav aveira. But putting aside the mitzvah bav aveira, we're now focusing on the lechem, on the gozel, the gzeva aspect of it. When Rav Huna was talking to them, he was not referring to mitzvah bav aveira, he was referring to the din of whether or not when you or I were to buy those hadassim, whether or not we're going to be yotzei the mitzvah on Sukkot. But let me try to address your question a little bit differently. What I think you're really asking is a different question. And that question is, L'choyer Rav Huna should say to the Avankari, why, when the Avankari want to go and buy the hadassim, so he said to them, do not go and cut the hadassim yourself, or yourselves, leave it for the goyim to go and cut. What's the reason why? Because I'm afraid that the customers will not have kosher out of the minim because it will be stolen goods. L'choyra, why didn't he go and tell them, don't cut it yourselves, because if you cut it yourselves, you yourselves will now be committing the gezeira. Because until now, although this piece of property was stolen a year ago, 5 years ago, whenever it was stolen, but halachically, karka ein nigzelt. And therefore it still belongs to the original balbatim, wherever they happen to be. And now when you are cutting the hadassim, you are effecting a maisa gezeira, which was not effected until now, because it was stolen, but it doesn't have the status halachically of gezel, because karka ein nigzelt. So that l'choyre should be the problem. Not whether it's kosher or not for sukkis, whether or not you're now committing an aveira of stealing from the original balim. And that question, in fact, is asked by many of the achrayim on this gemara. And the answer that they give is that although the gemara says that the properties stam oivdik chavim gazloni aratiminu, that many of the goyim stole properties, it doesn't mean that every property that a goy owns was stolen property. After all, number one, there are many goyim that are ethically inclined and did not steal. And even those that are gazlanim, perhaps some of the properties that they own are non-stolen goods. They bought one property and then they stole the neighboring property so that they should have two properties together. And therefore they say that the roiv of the properties were not stolen. It was only a miut of the properties. So in terms of gezel, if the avankri want to go and cut the hadassim from the tree, from the ground, what have you, there is no issur of possible gezeila, because we're going to go basar roiv, that in fact that this was not a stolen property, and therefore they're not being over gezel when they're cutting. But we are being choishish for the kashrus of the arba minim. We don't want people to go and take minim which are not kosher. Just like we don't want a person to take a lemon instead of an esrig, we don't want him to go and take a stolen hadassim, stolen hadas, if you can go and get a kosher hadas, because you're not going to be yoitze with stolen goods. And that's why they told them, don't cut it yourselves, let the goy cut it. If he cuts it, there'll be yirish balim, and now when he sells it to the avankri, there'll be shinarishus, and therefore the customers will be able to use it, we won't have an issue anymore of stolen property, it will now be kosher, because of the halacha of yirish and shinarishus. But the Gemara asks the question, and I think this is what Dari was leading up to. I still don't understand. Third line from the Gemara. Soif, soif. Ki gozuzu avankri, they have yirish balim biyadayu, the shinarishus biyadon. What the Gemara is talking about is, what the Gemara is asking is, we've left out one step. What's one step? We have really four people involved here altogether. The first person is the original owner of the property. The second person is the goy that stole it. Third person is the avankri, who are the wholesalers that are buying up the hadassim. And then number four is the ultimate customer. So, our Gemara said, go and tell the avankri, said Rav Huna to the avankri, you yourself should not go and cut it. Let the goyim cut it. Because if the goyim cut it, then we'll have immediately yirish balim. And then when it comes to your hands, we'll have shinarish shus. And then when it comes to the customer will be able to go and use it for his hadassim on yantif. The obvious question is, well, one second, Rabbi Sai, why do I need that the goy cut it? Let the avankri cut it. Let's assume that we will rely on roiv, that they're not chas v'shalom going to be aiding and abetting any type of gezeila, because this in fact was in terms of Hilchis Gezeila, we will assume that it was a non-stolen property. But nevertheless, to be machmir on Hilchis Arba Minim, we told him, be careful, because we don't want stolen goods. The possibility of stolen goods. Aha. So therefore, Avankri, let the goyim cut it. No. Why did Afuna tell them that? Let the Avankri go and cut it. Because after all, the Avankri, let's say, Chas v'Sholem, were the people that are now the Gazlanim, and there will be automatic, instantaneous Yirsh Bailim, and then they're going to sell it to the customer. The customer will have the Shina Rishus, and therefore will have the benefit of Yirsh and Shina Rishus together. What's the problem of the ultimate customer using these Hadassim? So we don't need the Goyim to go and cut it. We can let the Avankri cut it. And then the customer will have the benefit of Yush and Shina Rishus. And that's the Morris Kasha. Third line. Safe. At the end, let's analyze this until the final degree, the final stage. He goes to Avankri. Let's assume that Rav Huna did not give this advice to the Avankri. Or that the Avankri ignored the advice. And they gozazu, they went and cut the Hadassim on their own. They have a Yish Baal B'Yadai, it'll be instantaneous Yish when they cut the Hadassim. The Shina Rishus B'Yadon, B'Yadon means in our hands, the hands of the customer, and therefore it's kosher. What's the issue? There's more like Tzricha B'Yishana, the Avankri Gufay. The word Aishana, when it's used in the Gemara, is really referring to the Arba Minim together. After you tie the Hadassim and Arovis to the Lulav, and you take the Esrik in your hand, the Gemara calls that Hoshana. Why does the Gemara call that Hoshana? Presumably because we go around the Bima whilst we're carrying this, and we say Hoshana. So therefore, that's how we got the colloquial name. Oh, those are, he's taking them for Hoshana purposes, around the Bima, all together, he called it Hoshana. So says the Gemara, Loitzricha, the reason why Rav Huna advise the Avankri not to cut it themselves is not because of the ultimate customer. It's the Avankri Gufayu. They themselves, the Avankri, also have to be yoitz in the mitzvah of Arba Minim on Sukkis. And therefore, if they're going to be the ones that are going to go and cut it, in their hands it'll only be Yish, but there won't be Shina Rishus. And therefore, says Rav Huna, for your benefit, don't go and cut it yourselves, but rather let the goy cut it. Therefore, he will cause the instantaneous yush, and then when you go and buy it from him, you'll have the shina rishus. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. But v'reitim over l'tnuya b'shini maisa. Back in the section of Bava Kama, it says, what happens if a person, for instance, were to steal a bar of silver or gold, and he takes that silver or gold, and now the Goslin, the person who stole it, now manufactured from it a silver cross to make Kiddush, or from the gold he made a gold cross, or he made a gold watch, or whatever. So therefore he made a Shinui Maisa. Shinui Maisa is also Koina. And from this point and on, the Goslin only had, even if the Balabatim, there was only Yush, and there was no Shinui Rishus. Remember, when we talk about Shinui Rishus, we don't mean that it's now in the hands of the Gazlan, because in every single Gezel is Shina Rishus. Shina Rishus means it goes one step further, like in the case of our Avankri. The Avankri cut the Hadassim, and they keep it for themselves. That's not called Shina Rishus. That's the initial Gazlan, so to speak. Again, we're assuming they're not Gazlan, and we're just being Machmer. But when they give it to the customer, they sell it to the customer, that's the Shina Rishus. So if you have a Gazan who goes and steals a piece of silver and gold and now makes something out of it, that's called Shinui Maisa. And Allah is in the Sechtes Bava Kama. Once you do a Shinui Maisa, you no longer have to give back the original silver or gold in its new form. You just have to go and pay for your Gzela. You have to go and pay them. And that doesn't take away the Aveira, Rabbi Yisai. Avad, it's a terrible Aveira to steal. But in terms of Allah of returning, you don't have to return these stolen goods. You just have to give him back the money. And Zokti Gemara yes. So now, new Shina Maisa. Now, what's the Shina Maisa over here? Since nobody takes the Hadassim on their own, they put the Hadassim into Koshuchloch together with the Lulav and the Aravois. Says Gemara, that's also a Maisa. So that Maisa should be enough to go and convert the original Hadas now into part and parcel of this new 4 Arba Minit. And that being the case, let them be cutting machine in Maisa. So why would the Avankari advise not to cut it themselves? Cut the Hadasim, put him inside the Koshluch, together with the Tabois, with the Ringluch and the Lulav. Take your Lulav and the Hadasim and Robis and the Esrig, and you have a Shinim Aysa, and you're cutting it with Shinim Aysa. Says the Marcos of a Lulav Ein Tzorach Aga. This is the famous Machlokes that permeates our whole Masechta. We've had this already before. We'll have it again in the Yetzer Shem. He holds that Lulav does not require Aga. You don't have to go and tie it together with the Hadasim and Robis. You can take each one separately. Not separately, consecutively. You can take it all simultaneously, but it doesn't have to be tied together. Since it doesn't have to be tied together, even if you do tie it, it's not considered to be a shimei maisa because it's nothing major, it's not required. And then, Tim Solomon, even if you say, Lulav Tzorach Aga, that you do have to go and tie it together, shinei chayz lebriyasehu, shinei chayz lebriyaseh lo yishmei shinui. When we're talking about a shimei maisa, we mean something which is permanent, such as you go and take the gold and you make a watch out of it. You can't just go and snap your fingers and change it back to gold. I mean, you could always melt it down and make a new gold bar, but that's not the same gold bar that you started off with. This is a brand new gold bar as a result of melting and smelting the gold watch or the silver kois. So that's a shina which is not choizel b'yossi. It's irrevocable. Mash'enki, in the case of the hadas, you want to put it in your kashluch together with the lulav, fine. And then if you want, you can slip it out and it's presto, it's the same hadas that you had a moment ago. So that's called a shinei hachoizel b'riyasai. Shinei hachoizel b'riyasai, leishmei shinei. That's not enough to give a person a kinyan in something which is stolen. Okay, but frankly, more of the knuya b'shinei hashem. Why won't the avankri be koina the hadasin with the yush and shinei hashem? What's the shinei hashem? The mikara havelei asa v'hashta hoishana. Until now, it was just called Asa. Asa means Hadasa. Now, as a result of combining it with the Lulav, Arovis, and Esrik, even if you don't tie it together, but you're just holding them in your hand, and you're going around the Bima, now it gets this brand new name, Hoshana. And if that's the case, even without the Shinoi Rishus, even without the Shinoi Maisa, you should say the person is Koina, be Yiyush, the Shinei Hashem, and Vaita the Avankri should be Yotze. So we go back to the original Kasha. Why did Rav Huna advise the Avankri to go and let the Goyim cut it, and not they should cut it themselves? So we thought originally the reason is because we want it to be not only Gezel with Yiyush, but also Shinei Rishus. And then we said, yeah, but for that, they could have cut it and then sold it to the customers. So we say, yeah, no. Rav Huna was referring to the Avankri themselves. They don't have the benefit of the Shinei Rishus, because they're going to be the guys. If they cut it, they might potentially be the Gazlan. So there's no Shinei Rishus. Okay, thank you more, but forget about that. Let them go and cut it and tie it together with a lulav, and then therefore will be a Shinei Maisa. Says Yimar, no. Either this man, the Yom Rav Huna, holds that there is no requirement of Agad, or even if he holds that there is a requirement, it's not a permanent shinei, it's just a temporary thing. It's a shinei chayz lebriyasi. But I have another question. This is going to be permanently called now a hoshana. It's no longer going to be called a hadas when you add it to the other three nidan. And that being the case, vaita, they should be koina with shinei hashem. Every morning, karinami liyas hoshana karilei. Oh, if you wanted to go and buy the hadasim, in the peddlers that were selling it, we're selling Hoshanas. Now you and I, when we hear that you're selling Hoshanas, we automatically think that he's selling Arovas. But we get to the Avankri, we note that he's selling Hadasim. And we say, hey, these are not Arovas, these are Hadasim. And the Avankri tell you, you don't know. All the four Minim are called Hoshana, because everything is carried together when you go around the Bima. So therefore, even when it's still in its hadasim stage, before you merge it together with the other three minim, it's already called Hoshana. And if that's the case, vaita, we do not have even a shinei hashem. So we don't have the benefit of Shini Rishus. We don't have the benefit of Shini Maisa. We don't have the benefit of Shini Hashem. And that's why Rav Huna said to the Avankari, don't cut it yourselves. Let the Goyim cut it and then sell it to you, so you'll have the benefit of, if it's stolen goods, you'll have the benefit of Gezel, Yush, and Shini Rishus, so that even you guys, you Avankari, will be able to go and use these Hadassim for Sukkot. And with this, we've concluded the exciting Sugya of Avankari. Any questions, Rabbi Say? Hearing none, and Yetz Hashem will continue on Sunday morning on Rish Chodesh, and Yetz Hashem at 9:20 in a Gittur Shul, and the Mitzvah will try to put it on telephone as opposed to on audio and Wi-Fi, so that Yetz Hashem will be crystal clear. I want to wish everybody a beautiful...
Sure, please make sure to send out the Shabbos stuff.
That's Barry's job. He probably did it already.
I just did it a moment ago. I had it ready to go. It's there. When I say use a telephone, I don't mean not use Zoom. I mean use the Wi-Fi connection and chill.
I know what you mean. So have a beautiful Shabbos, one and all, a Friday and Lechting and Shabbos, and a Gittin Chodesh, and Mitzvah will be back together Sunday morning at 9:20. Rochav Atzlacha to all. Sa'ag Yivetsh. Be well.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good Shabbos.
Again.